probably 23,000. The casualties were near or perhaps a bit more than 50,000 killed, wounded, and missing for the three-day battle. It had been a hard battle on general officers. Lee took 52 generals into the campaign with him. 17 of them were killed, wounded, or missing. On the Union side, terrible losses among the commanders, even the Corps commanders. Winfield Scott Hancock of the 2nd Corps was wounded. Daniel Sickles of the 3rd Corps lost a leg in the fighting on the 2nd. It's a horrible, brutal battle at Gettysburg with absolutely enormous casualties. Lee retreated on the 4th of July. The 4th of July, Northerners read a lot into that, that they had a victory on the anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, and Meade allowed him to get away. I think that there was only a very narrow window for Meade to do much to hurt Lee, and I think that probably was right after the Pickett-Pettigrew assault. Once Lee disengaged from Meade's army and got down near the Potomac River, I think Union attacks would not have been a good thing. But at any rate, the Confederates got away from the battlefield, settled into a strong position along the Potomac River, and that was the end of the fighting in the campaign. Well, how was it seen at the time? We see Gettysburg now as this enormous battle, perhaps the most important battle of the war. At the time, it was a much more mixed view. The North was certainly happy about it on the one hand. Lee had been driven out of Pennsylvania. It was clearly a victory for the North, but many people in the North believed that it should have been and could have been a bigger victory. Meade should have followed up his success on July the 3rd. He should have inflicted greater damage on the Confederate Army, perhaps even destroyed the Confederate Army, believed many Northerners. I'm not saying this was possible, but this is how it was interpreted at the time. Lincoln was very much disappointed that Meade didn't do more damage to the Confederate Army. On the Confederate side, Gettysburg was not seen as an unequivocal disaster. It simply was not. It was seen as a battle where the Confederates won the first day's fighting, clearly, attacked gallantly and almost succeeded on the second day, and then attacked and fought well again on the third day. They weren't driven from the field, argued Confederates behind the lines. They left of their own volition. They weren't pursued. So it wasn't a success, but it was not a disaster. And Gettysburg did not have any significant negative influence on Lee's reputation in the Confederacy. Some Confederates expressed disappointment. Some criticized Lee. Wade Hampton, a cavalry officer in Lee's army, criticized Lee for launching assaults against that strong Union line on the 3rd, for example. But for the most part, Confederates did not see Gettysburg as a great defeat that in any way tarnished Lee's reputation. Confederates writing months after Gettysburg still in their letters and diaries would describe Lee as unbeaten as a commander and a man who would never be vanquished. So we need to be careful about interpreting Gettysburg's importance at the time and not see it as a great Union victory that cast gloom across the Confederacy and convinced many Confederates they were about to lose the war. Which brings us to our last point here. Was Gettysburg the great turning point of the conflict? It's often presented, at least in tandem with Vicksburg, as a sort of fulcrum. The war is tipping one way before Gettysburg and Vicksburg, and then after those Confederate defeats, the fulcrum tips the other way, and it points straight toward Appomattox. That Appomattox is inevitable after Gettysburg. That is a very common notion. Well, it did represent a setback. It stopped Lee's string of victories. So in that sense, it's a noteworthy campaign. I'm not arguing that it wasn't an important campaign. It was. It stopped Confederate momentum in the Eastern Theater that had been generated by Fredericksburg and Chancellorsville. Lee's losses couldn't be replaced easily. Horrible losses. And it probably killed any chance that Europe might intervene in the war. That's probably true as well. Gave the Federals a badly needed victory. Boosted Northern morale, as we've seen. But Lee's army remained strong, and it remained a major force in the field for nearly two more years. Now, we think Gettysburg probably should be seen as the turning point because we know a number of things about it that people didn't know at the time. We know that it was, for example, the biggest battle of the war. There wasn't going to be a bigger one. Nobody knew that at the time. They knew it was a big battle. They didn't know it was going to be the biggest battle. We know now it was the last time that Lee invaded the North. No one knew that at the time. We know that now. We know that Lincoln gave his eloquent benediction over the Union dead at Gettysburg. That makes it seem more important. Again, that was in the future at the time. That wasn't part of the balance of how to assess it within the context of the summer of 1863. We also know beyond those things that it's the most visited Civil War site in the United States now by far, which also seems to give it a special position as an especially important Civil War battle. All of the things we know about it now make Gettysburg drift up in our estimation as a great turning point. I'll just say again that at the time it did not loom as large as it does to us now. It was a more gray matter of deciding how important it was than black and white. Union success, Confederate disaster. It simply wasn't that simple at the time. It did not mark the decisive turning point of the war. Even in tandem with Vicksburg, it did not. The war would go on. The Confederacy would still have chances to win the war. And we'll next turn our attention to that other battle often yoked with Gettysburg, that is Vicksburg, and see how Grant successfully completed his campaign against that southern stronghold.